I think you have to give great credit to Dunlow. When the game was in question, they showed the character to get the important scores, and the likes of Luke Clerkin, who I think kicked 5 points. Of course, Damian McGowan coming up the field, kicking huge two-pointers, kicked 7 points. And Oisin Boner inside, the kicking 4 points. Aaron Neely contributing from wing half-back with a couple of scores too. So they did a great spread of cross scorers across the field and were the superior team, totally deserving of their win today. So they were, and again, it was that ability to curb the influence of the big players from Downing's around the middle of the park, McBride and Gallagher in particular. They weren't allowed to stamp their superiority or put a stamp on the game at all, and that's attributed to the great work that Dunlow did around that middle sector in the park. But good, really good win for Dunlow. Had to work hard for it, so they had, because at half time they were only a few points up after kicking 6 or 7 wides, but they showed composure in the second half to control the game really, and never really looked in trouble, so they didn't panic in the second half.
I suppose Downing's, when they looked at their second half performance, they did ask a lot more questions. In a way, I suppose they could have got those goals, as you indicated. Dunlow had opportunities as well. If you're sitting in the Dunlow dressing room afterwards, you'd be thinking, great to get the one, notching up 22 points, getting more players exposure, and suppose in this Michael Murphy Senior Football Championship. But opportunities at the back, maybe if Downing's took those, would there be a case that it could have been a little bit more tighter?
Yeah, but I think I don't think there's an argument to be made that Dunlow weren't fully deserving of the win today. I see Derek Galler below us here, we're number 11, too, had a fine game, pulled a lot of strings and made a lot of the transformation from defence to attack for Dunlow today. Don't want to go without mentioning Damian McGowan, huge game and goals for them, absolutely. Aside from the points that he kicked and the 2 points with the long range freeze, made a couple of brilliant saves, looked assured under the high ball, so he did. His stock is certainly rising, be really happy with him. From a Dunlow point of view, you have to say, or from a Downing's point of view, they never really ticked today. Their scorer in chief, Paddy McIlwee, over the last couple of weeks, never really got a good supply of ball into him and was sour possession. And again, you attribute that to the good defending from Dunlow. They made it very difficult for him, so they did. And they were relying on them couple of frees from Ronan Gallagher. They never really showed much of a threat apart. Keelan McGrady had moments, Johnny McGrady had moments, but they never really flowed together as a team, and there was no real structure to it. So good win for Dunlow, dominated the key areas, dominated at the key times in the game, Parik, and made that count on the scoreboard. And they'll be looking, going into the draw tonight with 3 wins in the bank, they'll be really pleased with themselves and see who they get in the fourth game, but giving themselves a real opportunity of direct access to the quarter final.
Yeah, absolutely. And Dunlow showing that championship experience and pedigree once again, getting players back in. And suppose When you're looking at the scores at crucial times as well, you had a number of players stepped up for them in that second half. Darry Gallagher, as we indicated, Luke Clerkin was immense from the get-go. Oisin Boner, really, really solid as well. And I suppose when you have your half-backs, your half-forwards and your full-forwards scoring, Brendan, It just makes life so much difficult for the opposition.
Yeah, and Dunlow, we spoke about it before the game, they have that threat. Neely and McGee coming from deep, really quick, fast players, like to get up the field, like to get on the scoreboard, and will always contribute. And Darren Gallagher pulling the strings at centre half forward. Then you have the likes of Luke Clerkin, Sean McGee got a couple of crucial scores for them too, Oisin Boner. So, they had a lot, they got a good spread of their scores across the field. Connor Green didn't do huge contribution to the scoreboard today, but we know that he plays really well as a target man inside forward, so a lot of, they'll take a lot of happiness out of this, so there will be a lot of credit, that the way they played, the way they controlled the game and eventually got over the line. But they know there's going to be bigger tests ahead too, so they are. And we go back, we referenced that there would be, the contested a county final in 2024, very narrowly beaten by St. Junans on the day, if you recall that late penalty that nearly won them the game. Junans had enough to come back up the field, but they will see that they've got a good opportunity to push far into this championship, and they will provide a challenge for whoever they meet down the line.